Hello, how much is this doggy? This is Relentless on an AboveTopSecret.com reply podcast. I'm not quite sure what the focus of your issue is. Obviously the media and what they can do with the take of a story. But it seems you're also taking issue with the fact that the police officers should remain unarmed. I have to agree with you with the media. I've read the stories, I've been watching what's going on, and they definitely are using the situation in a way that is going to sway public opinion in one direction or another. Not being from the UK and having an entirely different situation where I live in the US, I have to say, I cannot imagine a police force, an enforcement unit, not being armed in this country. I just cannot imagine. Because they never know what they're facing when they go to a call. And being that the people that they may be confronting could have any type of weapon or and certainly no hesitation to use it, regardless of whether it's a law enforcement agent or just anyone else on the street. There used to be a standard a few decades back. Well, it's probably more than a few at this point. Certain things were considered sacred. One of those things was you wouldn't take a cop. And now everybody's fair game. And I think as time goes on, the world is getting more violent. And I personally find it dumbfounding that law enforcement would not be equipped at the very minimum with the weapons that they may face on the street. We had an incident in this country a few years back, I think it was in California, where two gentlemen, totally armored, head to foot, went in to do a bank robbery, and dozens of police officers of every level showed up on the scene, and they were outgunned by these two men, who were number one, fully armored, much better than they were, but number two, had a real stash of gunpowder that just blew away what these officers had the capability of in their own hands. And it was a horrendous situation. I don't see how you can allow a situation where the people that law enforcement are trying to contain for the sake of public safety could possibly be better armed, better protected than the ones who are supposed to be keeping them under control. I just personally don't see it. I think it's really phenomenal that the UK has gone this long without having their enforcement personnel on the street armed the way we are. But the world is changing, and I can't imagine not rethinking that at some point. I certainly cannot imagine having that be the case in the U.S. I don't see that would work, and I can't imagine any wife, any spouse, letting their husband or wife go off to provide public safety without, at least at the bare minimum, the tools, the gunpowder, the armor protection of what they may be facing with perpetrators on the street. It's probably a much tougher issue in the UK because of your history of the way things have been, but I just can't imagine in this country how there could be any question as to whether or not law enforcement should be armed, and quite frankly, I think in a lot of instances, they're not provided with the actual firepower they need to deal with some of the situations they may run into. It's my opinion from my experience. I know a lot of people will disagree with that because there are a lot of people in the U.S. that feel law enforcement is too likely to overreact, be out of control, shoot first, ask questions later. But I think those are the lesser percentage of individuals, and your average law enforcement agent out there on the street needs to have these tools at their disposal. Just my opinion. It was good hearing from you again, and this is Relentless saying bye-bye.